Yeah, look, any win, you're very happy. That's why we play. That's why we play the game. We love, obviously, competing and winning, and against a very good Indian side. It's always nice to do that, especially in their turf. So, I've lost the first two, won the third one during the series. So, yeah, it's good feelings. We knew we weren't far away from, I guess, the last two games. It went down to the wire. We could have won that last game. I mean, the first game was pretty tight, so we knew we were close. But you got to actually do it. So to do it tonight was really satisfying. We started off well with the bat, and then started off beautifully with the ball, and controlled the game the whole way through. And Virat obviously batting unbelievably at the moment. And to get him out, when we got him out, that wicket was massive for us. But obviously there was a lot of damage done early on from the bowlers, which was really nice and sort of made it a little bit easier for us in the end. I'm satisfied with the win. You just need to get enough runs to beat the other team. That's what we did. You always like more runs when we were going into that last little bit pretty well, but that wicket was tough. It was tougher than it looked when the ball got older, and you had a couple of new batsmen coming in. It wasn't as easy out there, and I think the Indians sort of found the same thing with their new batsmen coming in. Other than Virat, everyone else took a bit of time to get into that wicket. So I think 313 was very competitive on that wicket. Not necessarily. We were probably going to bowl first anyway, so it just happened the way it did. No, not really. Look, I've scored a lot of runs here for Australia A anyway in one day cricket. Been over Chennai a few years ago. I was the leading run scorer for Australia there, and then I obviously scored 100 here 6 months back in the same Australia A series. So I'd performed well here before, so it wasn't as much as that. It was just really nice, satisfying in a way that I've worked really hard the last year to just get back in the one-day side on my fitness day in, day out. I've put in the extra yard, and it was really satisfying just coming back into the one-day side after all that hard work I've put in. It's even nicer now that to get that first 100 and get that win, especially since the last time I got pretty close. I got a 98 and then got run out, so it's very satisfying getting those three figures. We were just batting, to be honest. We weren't thinking too far ahead. We were just going with the flow. The runs were sort of coming in patches, and we were just enjoying being out there, to be honest. Finchie was batting beautifully. He's had a lot of talk about him, and he showed his class out there today. I thought he batted beautifully the other day, but he showed his class today. He deserved 100. Unfortunately, didn't get it, but that's really good for the team. When Aaron Finch is firing, Australian cricket's usually, one day cricket's going pretty well, so it's good to see him get that 90, and hopefully he can get three figures next time. I think the great thing about today was I don't even think he bowled at his best, and he still took some extremely important wickets, and that's a sign of a good player. You're not at your best. Probably not having the best day, and you're still taking those wickets, important wickets, and batsmen pride themselves on the same thing where you don't feel like you're hitting the ball as well to try to get runs in those days. And I think Zamps did that beautifully today, and when he does bowl well, that'll happen, but I think he was fighting a bit today, and to do what he did was really pleasing.
Came on, Jadeja came on, followed him.
it was no set plan. It was just the feeling out in the middle, instincts. When a bowler comes on, you feel like you can take him. I think Finchie, when Kuldeep came on, I knew he knew that he was hitting to the short side with the spin. And when he took him on that first over, it was obvious that, you know, he could clear those ropes pretty easily with that short boundary. So as soon as I got any strike, I was just trying to get a single and give him as much strike as possible. And, you know, that's just the partnership. It's just how you work as a batsman. You sort of understand what the other guy's trying to do. So I think Finchie was the same with Jadeja. It's probably a bit harder for him to go harder at Jadeja at the start, and I probably took a few more risks there. So it's just working at those together. They're very different, obviously different formats. But I, you know, I've known Finchie for a long time. We're the same age. We played under 16s against each other. We played under 19s with each other. We've known each other for a long time, so we understand how each other work, and we obviously understand how each other's, you know, batting styles and what we need to do. So you know, we've known each other for a long time, so it makes it easier. Well, there's no guarantees in cricket. So he obviously batted really well that last innings, and it was just really nice to see. He sort of got his, you know, freedom a little bit back. He hit a big six, which, you know, you're used to seeing Grinchy do against the spinners, especially that cow corner sort of area. That's the spot where he did that, and did the same thing again today. So, you know, when he's playing shots like that, that he's feeling confident, that he's taking the calculated risk that he needs to perform. And, you know, you see that in a batsman when they're playing a bit freer, and it's just nice. You know, he's obviously putting a lot of hard work behind the scenes, and it's nice that it's actually translating now into the game. Hopefully he can keep doing it. Yeah. It's huge. First one's always the hardest. No matter what you're playing, I found the same thing in Test match cricket, and the same thing in one day cricket. As I said, I got that 98 before a few years ago, and it's frustrating and disappointing. But just to be back in the side, you know, I'm really enjoying my cricket at the moment. Really good bunch of blokes out there, and I'm just glad that we got the win and I was able to contribute. So, yeah, it's obviously a special one being my first one, but two games left, we've still got a bit of work to do. It's a good question. Look, the India's always very strong. They've always got really good players coming in. Obviously, if MS doesn't play, I assume Pant comes in, is also a very good player. So can't take anything for granted. You know, we still got to play really good cricket. No, he doesn't really talk up cricket much. He's a very funny character, but it's more the other stuff. He's quite humble, actually. Yeah.
Thanks, everyone.
Cheers. Thank you.
Sim Mahali.